The mail goes through. A few scattered flakes of snow began to fall as his pony galloped easily along the trail by which they had come that day. William did not want to push the animal. He could get no fresh horse closer than 20 miles or more. He must save his pony as much as possible at first. Within the boy's breast, there was a fierce pride and joy. He was riding a Pony Express relay, and the mail was going through. The wind was rising now, and the snow was falling faster and faster. Suddenly, out of the storm and darkness, loomed up the corral of the Remount Station, which earlier in the day had been surprised by the Indians. It was deserted. William turned his pony into the trail again. As if the little animal had gone weary at being denied the rest and food which his day's hard work had earned him, he began to slow down. From a gallop his gait dropped to a trot, then to a fast shuffle, and by into a walk, until finally he was merely plodding along. The cold had begun to chill the boy. He felt sleepiness stealing over him. He stopped the pony, got stiffly down from the saddle, and started the blood to circulate freely again by threshing his body with his arms. Then, leading the pony, he began to walk. Warmed again, he remounted and kept his heels beating a tattoo against the pony's ribs. When he grew numb again, he dismounted and once more walked. All at once before his eyes appeared other tracks in the fresh snow. He bent over to examine them, puzzled that the wind had not filled them up almost as soon as made. Then the truth burst upon him. They were his own tracks and those of his pony. Leading the way, he had been walking in a short circle.